The Cactus, written by Sarah Haywood, read for you by Catherine Manners. August. 1. I'm not a woman who bears grudges, broods over disagreements, or questions other people's motives. Neither do I feel compelled to win an argument at any cost. As with all rules, of course, there are exceptions. I won't stand idly by while one person's being exploited by another, and the same goes when I'm the one being exploited. I'll do everything within my means to ensure that justice prevails. Not surprisingly, then, the events that have unfolded this month have left me with no choice but to take immediate and decisive action. It was my brother Edward who informed me that her mother had died. Although it was only 5:30, I was already awake. I'd just been hovering over the toilet bowl, wondering whether I should make myself vomit or endure the nausea. Vomiting relieves the feeling for a few minutes, but it soon comes back. So, having carried out a cost-benefit analysis, I decided endurance was the best option. While I was examining my bilious reflection, the phone trilled from the kitchen. So few people ring my landline that I sensed immediately that it must be an emergency relating to my mother. It turned out, however, that it was not an emergency. In fact, there was no reason why my brother should have called so early other than to catch me off guard. "Suze, it's me, Ed. I've got some news and it's not good. You might want to sit down." "What's happened?" "Oh, I don't know how to say this, Suze. I'm afraid..." "Edward, get a grip. Is she in hospital?" "Suze, she's gone. She passed away last night."